Zayside, the shiur this week is being sponsored. The Linus Meshav by Victor Menachem, Ben Ramar Chatzi, Olav Shalom, and Linus Meshav by Shiyasa, Ben Meir, Olav Shalom.
The Gemara in Menachas and Sabbath, Dalet of Abayz, the Gemara brings down the Pashtus that there's an Isser to learn Chachmas Yavanas. Chachmas Yavanas, L'Rav Rishonim, seems to be some kind of a linguistic and particularly subtle method of communication that was reserved for the royalty. The Gemara brings down a kilkul that happened, and the Gemara brings down the Pashtus and Isser to learn Chachmas Yavanas. Tosfos asks a kasha on Daf Tzadik Tes. Ben Dama asked his uncle Rabbi Shmuel. He asked him, "Kegoyin ana, did I learn Kol HaTorah Kula? Ma'o, did I should learn Chachmas Yavanas?" And Rabbi Shmuel said to him, "If you can figure out a time that's not day or night, you're parted from Vegisa." So Tosfos asks, "The Gemara is mashma that Lamanda Amar, you don't have to learn all the time. Chachmas Yavanas would be mutter for Ben Dama. Leman Domer, you have to learn all the time. It's Aser, but not because of Chachmas Yavanas, it's Aser because of Bittul Torah." So Tosfos asks on the spot, so the Adam Abayz, what happened to this Isser? The Gemara's Mavur, it's an Isser. How did Ben Dama get a Heter for this Isser? Either potentially a Heter from Rabbi Shmuel, because it was only to get Bittul Torah, or it would have been, Tosfos suggests, according to the Chaylik of Rabbi Shmuel, it would have been Mutter Lagamri. So Tosfos answers this shaila. Tosfos says, "B'makom tzorech, they didn't answer it. Someone who was involved with the royal family, maybe it was in need of parnasa or tzorech tzibur, whatever the case is, b'makom tzorech le'gazru." Tosfos then asks another question. Tosfos wants to know if Ben Dama had a tzorech and Memele was mutter, why wouldn't that tzorech have been enough to suffice to be matter the Bittul Torah? Why wasn't Rabbi Shmuel matter him to be mevatel Torah for whatever tzorech he had? On that, Tosfos answers. I think this nuance comes from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, how to teach Tosfos' words. But the nuance is that they didn't need him. In other cases, it was crucial for Klal Yisrael, for the Tzibur, to have particular people at the royal court. And Ben Dama, perhaps whatever the need was, could have fulfilled that role. But it wasn't absolutely necessary to choose him for this job. So Tosfos says it was enough tzorech to be matir Chachmas Yavanas, but not enough tzorech to be matir Bittul Torah. What's our state in Tosfos? The Yaivitz in Tzadik Tes Amud Beis says something different. Where does Tosfos get this idea that b'makom tzorech there's no problem of Bittul Torah or of Chachmas Yavanas? The Gemara says in Bava Kama and Tainus, Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel, there were children, mi beis Eishel Rabbi Gamliel, 500 children who were learning Chachmas Yavanas. So Tosfos extrapolates from this, number one, that b'makom tzorech, they are obviously involved with the royalty, b'makom tzorech, it's mutter to learn Chachmas Yavanas. And Tosfos carries it further and says, Tosfos extrapolates directly from here that there's a heter Bittul Torah. Therefore, on the premise of this extrapolation, Tosfos then asks, if that's the case, that the Tzorech is enough to be matter both Bittul Torah and Chachmas Yavanas, why doesn't it suffice for Ben Dama? The answer is, the Tzorech that we needed from him wasn't as great. It's only enough to be matter Yavanas, but not Bittul Torah. The Yaivitz argues on this Tosfos. The Yaivitz says that if you look in Menachas Tzadik Tes Amud Beis and you go through the sugya of Hilchas Talmud Torah, of the Chi of Talmud Torah, there's one shita that seems to learn that the pasuk v'gisa v'yomam v'layla, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, is a bracha to Yeshua. It's not a Chi of to learn all the time. That's what it suggests. So at the Yaivitz, Rabbi Gamliel's children, or the children v'beis v'yishar Rabbi Gamliel, they held like the Rashvan. They held like Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Memela, really, it would not have been a heter Bittul Torah. This tzorech that Tosfos says, at least by Beis Yisrael and Gamliel, sufficed to be matter both Bittul Torah and Yavanis, says Yaivitz, is not true. It would have been matter, perhaps Chachmas Yavanis, but Lagabi Bittul Torah, they held that there's no Chiyuv Talmud Torah on these children to the extent that prevented Chachmas Yavanis. Otherwise, the Yaivitz implies, it would have still been Asa. not that it's a kasha, but it's a makam. Ian, it strikes me as perplexing. Why didn't the Yavetz simply take Tosfos' approach? Why didn't he say, it suffices? Furthermore, I don't understand something else. If the Yavetz is looking for a locale to find a shita to assign to the children of Beit Shel Rabban Gamliel, if you read the Gemara Menachas Tzadik Tes, the Gemara brings kama shitas. The Gemara brings kama shitas that hold that learning is enough once a day. Why did the Yavetz wait till the end of the Gemara when it comes to a question of how to darshan layomosh? And Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani says Yeshua was chavivel of divrei Torah, so Hashem gave him a bracha. Lo yomosh sefer haTorah zeh mipicha v'gisa b'yom v'layla. It's a bracha. But if you read through the Gemara in the context of the Gemara, there's several times mentioned other Tanaim that seem to hold this way. Why did the Yavetz wait? So I'd like to share with you. It's coming. I'm going to read them through. I'd like to share with you a yesod that's developed from a shir of the Yeshiva Rabbi Yisrael Neumann Shlita in Lakewood. I've adapted it, I've changed it and added to it, but the essence of the yesod is his. The hakdama I give is that the Gemara on Tzadik Tes and Menachah says, V'dover zeh asur lo'imer la'maretz. I don't think we have that problem here, but it's always kedai to add the following caveat. When we assess the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, the Gemara says on Tzadik Tes, we run the risk that someone might take a liberty that's unintended. Because obviously there are shitas that hold one has to learn more, and shitas that hold one has to learn less. But of course, the paramount raison d'etre of the Bria Sa'olam is that we should learn Torah. And anything I say here tonight should only induce one to learn more of it. And if Chalila you hear a kula that suggests less, I was misunderstood. To understand properly in the short time that we have, perhaps just a scintilla of the range of shitas of Talmud Torah, the chi of Talmud Torah, I would divide them this way. There are basically three mahalchim, and they're spread across four sugyas. First, I'll mention the sugyas. We'll come to the kashas that the sugyas have in them, and we'll try to answer them according to mahalach 1, 2, and 3, if time allows. I think on the basis of this machlekes, of how to understand the chi of Talmud Torah, we can understand a little bit better what may lie behind the differential between Tosfos and the Yavetz as to how to approach Chachmas Yevanos of the Samach Dalet. Sugya 1 of 4, Menachas Tzadik Tes Amabes. The Mishnah describes the process of Lechem Apanim. And the Mishnah says roughly that it says, V'lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid, the Kainim would come in. You want to have the Shulchan every moment of 24/7, you want Lechem on the Shulchan. They place it at the edge. They would start dragging last week's off and pulling the new ones on. That way, it was continuum. There was a continuum of Lechem on the Shulchan. Rabbi Yossi argues on the Tanakhama in this Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, not necessary. Really, they could have lifted the Lechem off in the morning and come back 23 hours and 59 minutes later if they started right at dawn. And they could have put the Lechem on. All you need is one moment in the day, one moment at night, and that's called Tumid. In other words, Tumid is translated not as constant, but consistent. If once in a day period, for even a moment, the Lechem's on the Shulchan, and once during the night, that's enough to be called Tumid. As I said, that's what Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah Tzadik Tes. Zog the Gemara like this. Amar Rabami, Midivrei Rabbi Yossi Nilmoid, that the same thing is true with Talmud Torah. It says v'gisa b'yomam v'layla. Does it mean constant or consistent? If Rabbi Yossi is correct, the lechem apanim is only one moment. So too Talmud Torah. Rabbi Ami says, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can learn Torah for a moment in the day, a moment at night. You're good to go. V'gisa b'yomam v'layla. Consistency, not constancy. Well, that the Gemara says, the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, quoted by Rabbi Yochanan, takes it a step further. He says, you don't even have to go out of your way to open a Gemara for that one moment. Your Yitzim and Mela, every Yitzim says Kriyishma, Shachris, Varvis. Kriyishma is a Pasuk in the Chumash. Once he said Kriyishma, your Yitzim Talmud Torah. Of course, the Goyim speaks out. You don't have to say the whole Kriyishma for this. For the Talmud Torah, you need one word. But the point is, you can have an ancillary Kiyim Or you can have a kiyum that doesn't even need extra time out of your busy day. The Gemara then brings a ma'aseh with Ben Dama. He asked Rabbi Yishmael, his uncle, I learned the whole Torah. Can I learn Chachmas Yevanis? And Rabbi Yishmael said, no. You have to learn Torah yomim v'layla mamash. Upliga de Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. And this thing that Rabbi Shmuel just said, v'gisa v'yomim v'layla, is literally taganach. He's arguing with Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni says, the Rajvan says, it's a bracha to Yeshua. V'gisa v'yomim v'layla is not a chiyuv. It's just a personal comment to Yeshua. He was given a bracha. His children, they should always learn v'picha v'zaracha to him. So now, sugya number, I mean, on the face of it, in Menachas, on Tzadik Tesimah Beis, we have a machlekes. We have the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi saying, you learn all the time. I extrapolated from Rabbi Ami just now. We have Rabbi Yossi saying once a day. And we have Rabbi Shmuel holding like the Tanakama to Rabbi Yossi. We have Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holding like Rabbi Yossi. Again, the Tanakama says constant. Rabbi Yossi says consistent. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says consistent. Rabbi Shmuel says constant. That's what it looks like. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni doesn't hold that this whole pasuk refers to an obligation to learn at all. So now let's go to sugya number two. Sugya number two is in Brachas Lamed Hey Amid Beis. The Gemara says, L'yomash Sefer HaTorah Zeh Mipicha, the same pasuk, and the Rishayim say the Gemara means the end of the pasuk, V'gisa B'yomam V'layla, Yachad Dvarim Kachsavah, maybe you have to learn 24-7. There's a Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel says, V'safta D'ganecha, Harig Ben Minad Derech Eretz. You have to earn a living. It doesn't mean literal 24-7. On that, the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Adam, Zereya b'shazriya, Chayrish b'shazcharisha, you'll never, matahela, Torah matahela, it's impossible. It obviously means you learn all the time. This is machlekes and brachas. So on the face of it, we had to just throw out a wild guess, Rav Shimon bar Yochai and brachas is saying, like that side of menachas, learn all the time. And Rav Shmuel is saying, you don't have to do it all the time. That's the way at least it reads, without any analysis at all. Sugya number three, there's a Gemara in the Darim Daf Ches. The Gemara is talking about. I'm sorry?
That's Machlaikas in Panas.
What do you mean? Whether there's a Het or Panas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's not a limit of Torah that can be. They're both minded that you have to learn all the time, but Panas is Doichet.
So Shaili is whether Panas is Doichet. You're saying this is Machlaikas.
Yes.
Very good. That's possible. That's possible. There's several answers to this, but that's possible. That's really possible. The Gemara in the Darim Daf Ches says, you can't make a shvuah on top of a shvuah. A shvuah is not chal on a shvuah. The Gemara says, "Amar of Gidol Marav, ha'omer Ashkim va'Ashdim Masechta Zuperikza Neder Gadol Nodel L'Kei Yisrael." Let's obviate for a moment the technicality of what this is. Nidre Mitzvah Shvuah. It's a little complex, but for our purposes, he's making a shvuah, and it's chal. The Gemara says it's chal. Again, it could be it's a Nidre Mitzvah, but for what we need, it's a shvuah. It could be a neder, whatever it is. The Gemara says, "I v'alei mushba v'alei med marsina." It's coming to Yom Tov Shavuos. We all accepted the Torah with the Shavuah, and the Torah obligates us to learn. If it were mechuyev to learn, how could a Shavuah be chal to learn something additional? The Gemara says, "No problem." The Gemara quotes, but not by name, the memory of Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rav Shimon Bayichai in Menachas. The Gemara says, "Kriyishma yoyetsa." And a guy says, "I'm going to learn tomorrow Pesachim." The net is chal, the shvuah is chal. Why? He's not mechuyev to learn psachim tomorrow. He's yaitzi with krishma. Only you need one time krishma in the day and the night. That's a gemara in the Darm. On the face of it, again, it sounds like the tzad of Rabbi Yossi and Menachas. The learning is once a day.
What was the
shvuah
exactly?
Akash Baruch Hu is mashbiya of ashkim v'ashne perek zeh oimasechta zu. He says, tomorrow morning, I'm going to learn the first perek of brachas. Or I'm going to learn Psachim. And I see you're on your way to be Mechavin to the Ranbi and the Ritva that say, possibly you could Drey Eis and say. The Gemara means, of course the Gemara doesn't mean you can learn as one Pasuk, but you don't have to choose Psachim. You can learn Brachas tomorrow, you can learn, you have to learn 24-7. But which thing to learn, maybe that's where the Ned is Chal. Because you're not Mechuyiv tomorrow to choose X, you could choose Y. However, Roiv Rishayim don't agree with this Teretz, although two Rishayim give it. Because there's a single problem in the Lashon Gemara. Why the Gemara say, I feel the Kara Krishma? The Gemara doesn't sound like that. The Gemara doesn't sound like it's a choice of which one. The Gemara seems to incorporate, even if you had said, I'll get up and learn tomorrow. Again, it's not literal. There's elasticity here in the language going the way, but the Pashas of Gemara, the answer won't work.
But how are you Mushbim Yahasina?
We took a shvur to keep the whole Torah, and the Torah says, V'gisa v'yayim v'layla.
Yeah, but that's not a Pashas of Mushbim Yahasina.
Very good shaila. But the Gemara brings it as a deraisa. So it's a good shaila. I could start to answer the Vagisa is a taichan b'shachvav kumecha. That's what Baruch Ber says. But I'm sure the question is better than my answer. There should be a few answers, but it's a good shaila. I don't have a direct answer. The Ran comes from Vishinantam. The Vishinan of Sukkim. I think the Evan Ozel brings the brother of the Gra and Milas HaTorah brings 30 psukim for Chi of Talmud Torah across Tanakh. But you're right, and I don't have a full answer. Why this one pasuk happens to be a Navi, I'm not sure.
Let's the Gemara bring the pasuk of Vagisa?
The Gemara, I do not believe in the Dharm the Gemara brings the pasuk. So the Gemara means Vishinantam. Okay, but I'll just give you this. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, in the quote the Gemara and the Dharm brings, does quote Vagisa. So there's movement here. Like I say, it's not Mokhrach. That's a good question. That's good. You're mechavin to the chida. I'm getting there. I'm going to use that for one of my answers. Let me just theorize my four marmakaimas and I'll roll back. The fourth place is Mishnah Peya. The Mishnah says, Eilu Dvarim Shalom Shir. Salma Torah. What do you mean, Talmud Torah doesn't have a Shir? Well, if it's like everything else in the Mishnah, it should be optional. Peya, drop, everything. But Talmud Torah, the Rash and the Bartanura say, it means, Vagisa B'yam Laila, Shir Lamaila. You can't outdo it. Just as much as possible. Okay, so on the face of it, this Mishnah of Talmud Torah Ein Lashir, if you have like Rabbi Yossi and Menachas, you only once a day, it'll fit very easily. Ein Lashir, you can do as much as you want, as little as you want, you're good to go. If this Mishnah has to shim, and I'm not sure myself, the Rishon and Machayim handle a little bit, I'm not sure exactly why it has to shim with every Tana, but assuming it has to shim with Rabbi Shmuel and Menachas, then we'll say like the Bartanura or the Rash, and in this case, we're dealing with Ein Lashir Lamaila, but there's a Shir Lamata, which is as much as possible, because we have Mulaila. Here are four sugyas. Now, let me ask you four kashas. The first kasha is the stira. This kasha is asked by the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Mariatz, the Chida brings it. Kama v'kama achrayim. The truth is that it's in Rishayim also, Taisus Harash, Taisus Risirliyoy, in Brachas. It seems to be a direct stira, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Brachas says, Torah Matela, Toganach. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Menachas says, Yafil Kara, Lakaram, Kriyashma, Yatza, Vagisa, Yam Velayla. Again, the Gemara in Brachas does bring Vagisa. Now, Rabbi Shmuel sees the opposite. Vasavta de Ganecha, Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanag ben Minag derech Eretz, but he told Ben Dom, he can't be Mavatal at all. So it's not a Shverik Asher really either. We're already touching the answers. But the simplest answer, I think, at least the cheshbon is the chidah. Chidah and Birchi Yosef says they're two separate mitzvahs. The discussion in Menachas is Vagisa, the discussion in Brachas is Vishinanta. One mitzvah is the activity of learning Torah, the process. The other one is the knowledge that one is mechuyev to acquire in Yediyas HaTorah. What's the chilek? The chilek is when someone knows Kol HaTorah Kulo like Ben Dama. So again, Zok the chidah, when Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said in Menachas, you don't have to do anything. He was talking, that's why the Gemara led into a Ben Dama scenario. Someone who has ideas of Torah, is Mekayim Vishinantam Lagamri, Kol HaTorah Kulo, whatever, however anyone can do that, but he did it. Now the activity, according to Shimon Chai, the activity is one moment. Masha'en came, someone who has not yet reached the level of Ben Dama. On that, Rav Shimon Chai says in Brachas, Torah Matahela. The truth is, I'm hoping you'll ask me, because the Gemara in Brachas, and I don't remember if the Chidah asked this on himself, the Gemara in Brachas says Vagisa. The Chidah is saying it's Vishinantam. It says Vagisa, to which I think what he must mean is, that's the language of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And Hanami, Rabbi Shmuel will see in a moment dealing with Vagisa and Vishinantam. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't say to him, ah, you're misreading Vagisa. He thinks Vagisa, as far as he's concerned, one moment, like he says in Menachas. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Torah Matahela. Meaning, if you haven't mastered the Torah, you'll never get it. Vishinantam is mechayiv you to learn Taganach. The issue for Rabbi Shmuel, says the Chidah, is that he holds that Ein Hachanami, Vagisa, the activity is 24/7, and Vishinantam is mechayiv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. But like you said before, there's a heter parnasa on both. The heter detracts, he doesn't have to become Rav Shach, and the heter detracts, he doesn't have to learn 24/7. So both in Brachas, where he says, Hanag ben Minag derech Eretz, which is going on Vagisa, but he means also on Vishinantam, also not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's rejoinder. Mashenkin in Menachas, when he's talking about Ben Dama, doesn't matter you learn Kol HaTorah Kulo Ben Dama, doesn't matter you're Mekayim Vishinantam, Vagisa is also Mekayim you, Ben Dama did not have a problem with Parnasa.
Yeshua knew less than Dama, than Ben Dama.
That's
like, Yeshua didn't know kol ha'tarei kula. That's why he had to mitzvah kol gisav yom v'layla. And Ben Gama knew more than Yeshua, so he wasn't.
That's an excellent question. I do not know the answer. It's a great question. Very good shayla. So let's go weiter. So now, I'll say like this. The Gemara in... Let me ask the second question. The Gemara in Brachos on Yud Aleph on the base talks about Birkas and Torah. And Tosfos asks a famous kasha. You go to learn, you go out to eat, you go to do your parnasa, you come back, you should make another bracha like by a sukkah. You go out, you come back. Why did you make another bracha? Says Tosfos different. Kivan, it says, V'gisa b'yom v'layla. And we're mitzvah to learn all the time. He goes, he's working this, his mind's on the Gemara, he comes back, one bracha suffices. Now, Tosfos on Samach Dalet on Mebez, not Tzadik Tes, Samach Dalet, we're talking about now, but Chachmas Yevanis. Tosfos, when he asks this question, remember, the Gemara says you can't learn Yevanis, and Tosfos asks, what about Ben Dama? Tosfos speaks out like this. According to Rabbi Shmuel Ben Dama's uncle, he only asked her because of Bittul Torah. Uleman de Amar, your Yotze with Kriya Shema, it would have been mutter from Ben Dama. Tosfos clearly articulates that there's a machlekes. Now I know, up until now, we're reading Menachos over and over. We see there's a machlekes, but it's not so simple. But Tosfos actually expresses Leman de Amar, you have to learn all the time. Leman de Amar, you have to learn once a day. Tosfos says it. So it means that the Tosfos and Brachas, Lashitasam, is saying that the only person who doesn't make Birkas HaTorah over and over again is if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel in Menachos, that you learn all the time. But if you hold like Rabbi Yossi once a day, then you'd have to be doiche that Rabbi Yossi Taka made Birkas HaTorah each time he came to Beis Medrash. It's not Gishmak. It's possible, but it's not Gishmak. The truth is, if you look in Rishonim and Brachas, the Risirlio and one of the other Rishonim, the Rush, they bring up a whole tshuva back and forth. Rashi, Talmidei Rashi, and they say something like this, Tosfos, but it's a scintilla different. They say that Leman, who's learning all day and only works a little, but is rushing back to the Gemara, he makes it once. They talk and sound like this chilek, but Tosfos doesn't sound like that. Tosfos sounds like it's a blanket rule. Birkas HaTorah once a day, B'yayah Shinesh died to Minei. So question number one, we ask... That's a very good question. In other words, you're saying, let's just say you hold like Rabbi Yossi, Vegisus once a day. But if Shinantav Shubichayev, you according to this Chidah, that they don't work in tandem. It's possible. According to Rabbi Shmuel, though, according to the Chidah, the same heter parnasa applies to Vishinantam that it does to Vegisa. So whatever you're doing in your day that pushes off Vegisa will push off Vishinantam. But even leaving that out, you have a good point. But Taisa says Vegisa. Taisa brings the positive Vegisa. It's a very good point. So now, question number one, we asked the steer, we gave a simple teretz l'chida. Question number two, we asked, what about the Birkas HaTorah? It's only like one shita, it's not the end of the world. Question number three. The Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, I think it's Alecha Hey, I think that's where it is. It says like this. Chayav Kalechad Bechad Yisrael L'kvoyel Is Ma'al Lume Torah V'yam V'layla. The Rambam is a little bit vague. The Lecha Mishnah learns these words to mean Reb Yossi. The Lecha Mishnah says, but the Lecha Mishnah says once a day, once a night. In fact, the Lecha Mishnah, if you go in the Rambam by Lecha Maponim, the Rambam holds the Lecha Maponim had to be dragged from one side of the table to the other, because Tamid means Tamid Mamish. And Rabami and our Gemara and Tzadik Tesim Nachas says, Toila that to Talmud Torah. How could the Rambam paskin in Talmud Torah like Rabbi Yossi and Lecha Maponim like the Tanakama? That's the Lecha Mishnah's kasha on the Rambam. The second kasha Lecha Mishnah asks is, assuming, as he did, that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi, that it's once a day, once a night, what happened to Rav Shimon bar Yochai? What happened to that heter that you just have to say Kriya Shema? The Rambam doesn't bring that at all. These are two kashas of Lecha Mishnah. So now, what's the answer to the first kasha? The Lecha Mishnah says a striking chiddush, which I think he himself would say is a big daichik. The Lecha Mishnah says that the sugya menachas does not mean a tliya between Talmud Torah and Lecha Maponim, even though I'm sure he would agree. If you read it, on the face of it, it does. But he's manchid gemara like this. He says, there's a difference between the lashon ha-pasuk by lechem aponim, where it says, lechem aponim lefanai tamid, it says the word tamid, and the pasuk v'gisa v'yayman v'layla, doesn't say the word tamid. So the lechem mishnah, we're downgrading with an extrapolation. By lechem aponim, it says tamid, so if I'm achleik, it's either it means constant or consistent. By Talmud Torah, which doesn't say the word tamid, it says do it day and night, it doesn't say the word tamid, So even the Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi, who by the word tamid hold, it's constant, but since Rabbi Yossi could drezach that the lashon of tamid could mean consistent, so by Talmud Torah everyone agrees. So there's not a steer in Rambam, because really by Talmud Torah there is no machlekes Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. I mean, the first question you ask is about Rabbi Shmuel, and the next line clearly says that the Gisa is tamid. Second of all, the Gemara, I'm just in the reading of it, it's very difficult. But the Lechem Mishnah has a point, L'chaira. How did the Gemara know to draw a direct parallel between the Chi of Talmud Torah, where it doesn't say Tamid, to the Chi of Lechem Apanim, where it does? It's a nice Shaila. The Marsha bevarns the Shaila, and he says, David HaMelech says, B'chukaisecha shasha Tamid. I don't have the words exactly right, I think it's a Kufi test. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what he means. If that's a hekrech, it doesn't say there a chiv. It's talking about David Melech did. Even if it said a chiv, it's not exactly v'gisa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezaken me with, I think, a meridik ha-metzia. On Tisha B'Av, I was looking at Megillas Eicha, and I found a mefurish ha-chazal that says that v'gisa boy yoimam v'layla is tamid. It's even a little bit almost too coincidental. Is that Reb Ami, again, the Mishnah says, Machlekes Tanakama and Reb Yossi, Balechem Aponim. Amar Reb Ami, Midivre Reb Yossi, Nilmoy, the Talmud Torah is the same way. Reb Ami had a son named Shmuel. I'm not much of a historian, maybe I'm getting this wrong. But if you look at the Psicha to Eicha Rabasi, you find there that Shmuel, the one that we know, I believe, says, Amar Shmuel B'Shem Reb Shmuel Bar Ami. It seems that Reb Ami had a son named Shmuel. He said a very interesting thing. Masai goizrin hagoyim gzeris al Yisrael umatzlichin, b'shoa she Yisrael zorkin ha-toyrol o'aretz. When does Esav make in the Golas gzeris and gzeris umatzliach? If we're chalilas throwing the Torah to the ground. It brings a pasuk. Look at the pasuk in Daniel. It says, v'tzava tinasein al atomid b'fasha. The tzava and the army of the Romans, tinasein will place al hatamid, hatamid elu Yisrael. It's a pronoun that means klal Yisrael. Hatamid elu Yisrael. The tzava tinasein al hatamid befasha for a chet. They can put gzeiros on us. Which chet? Vatashlech emes arza. The ein emes al Torah. The pasuk fears us. The asasa v'tzlicha. When are there gzeiros matzliach against us? When the tzava places a gzeira, tinasin, al hatamid, the pasha of throwing the Torah to the ground, they work. Hatamid elu Yisrael, dechsiv v'gisa v'yamam v'layla. Rabbi Ami's son, I don't know what to make of it, but Rabbi Ami's son said that the word v'gisa, the Torah and Daniel, refers to that pasha yam v'layla as tamid. It calls us masmidim. Klal Yisrael is called hatamid because of v'gisa. So I've shown that in Chazal, L'chayr, not like the Lechem Mishnah is doichik, then in Chazal L'chayr you see that Vagisa is a parallel, as the Gemara read in its simplest form, and we're back to the Kash on the Rambam L'shitasa.
He doesn't really mean Tomit.
Who does it mean?
He means that it has to be all the time.
Who doesn't mean Tomit?
The word mean the din Tomit.
Wait a minute, I'm just saying.
Say by Tomit it means a little in the morning. Yeah, a little
I'm not disagreeing with you from the context of the Medrash, but hear me out. If we have a Gemara, then an Amora applies the parallel directly, and the only Achilles heel you have in that Gemara is the verbiage, I present a pasuk in Daniel that the word Tumid referring to that pasuk. How did Rabbi Ami's son know it? Because it says V'tashlich Emes and Emes al Torah. You're right, I wouldn't be marked L'Sachrish between Agad and Halacha. But if all I need is the verbiage, it's a utility of the word HaTumid on Vagisa. So anything that you'll say to spread them apart, but you're going not like the Pashas of the Gemara. So now, coming to the last Kasha. Sure.
You say Oil and Tommy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't mean it, because you call Tommy, it's a
very good question. But you should ask that. That's an excellent question. That question should be asked on the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. But the Tanakhama of the Mishnah in Tzadik Tesama Beis says the Tumid is consistent 24/7, and Rabbi Shmuel seems to agree. So I don't have an answer. It's a good question. But Rabbi Yossi says that, and Einachanami Rabbami extrapolates that Rabbi Yossi would say about Talmud Torah, but Rabbami himself is saying that the Tanakhama holds Talmud Torah, Talmud is consistent 24/7. This is a good kasha, but the Gemara structure shows not like that. I don't have an answer. So now, coming to the last question. What? But he's asking... Okay, I hear what you're saying. The flexibility in the language, maybe, you know, the truth is that we may be able to answer this with our second of three mahalchim. Kenzai, I hear what you're saying. Interesting, interesting.
So it's a very delicate,
perhaps. Right. We'll come to that. We'll come to the Shitas Agra. So now, the last kasha we asked, Rav Shimon bar Yochai b'shem Rav Yochanan, goes missing in the Rambam. So many Achrayim, a number of Achrayim say that the Rambam held that we paskin, the Rambam paskin, mitzvah shichas kavana. So the Rambam held, I'm not sure why myself, but they say this, several Achrayim say this, that when you're mechavin for the mitzvah of Kriyashma, that itself is sholol the kavana of Talmud Torah. Because you can, I don't know why, but you can only be mechavin for one mitzvah at a time. So even though Rav Shimon bar Yochai said you yoytzi Talmud Torah, the once a day with Kriyashma, the Rambam who held mitzvah shichas kavana held you're not, because you can't have kavanah for both. Now, how do I know that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The Shagas Ari has a clear, he's toilet in Amarod. Is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema tefillah, or is it Torah? Maybe it's the mitzvah to learn this Torah twice a day. The Rishalmi, that's Kepaskin La'aloch and Shulchan Aruch, let's say you don't say Berachas HaTorah, you forgot, you have a Suffolk Berachas HaTorah. So what do? You mechaven and Ava Rabba. Says Rishalmi, v'husha shona alasar. After Shema Esrei, you got to say some psukim. Zakhtar Mishabur, Zakhtar Beis Yosef, Kriya Shema is dach psukim. He said, Ava Rabba, that's Berachas HaTorah. He said, Kriya Shema, let's lie at that. So Beis Yosef, no. We paskin, Yerushalmi says, Rishashon al-Asar, Kriya Shema is tefillah. It's not Torah. So in order to be Yosef, Berachas HaTorah, you have to say psukim after Shema Esrei. That's good pasuk Shulchan Aruch. Actually, the Mechaber has a suffix, but he says you have to be Machmer, and the Mishabur brings out this Beis Yosef. So now, I found a Merida Gazach. What bothers me about this teretz is, no one's explained to me yet, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, he said you are Yotze with just Kriya Shema. So he didn't hold mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. I went looking. Maybe he holds Kriya Shema as Derabanan. Maybe he holds mitzvah don't Tzrichas Kavana. I don't have any mekuris for that, but I found a Mer to Gazach. Tosfos in Moed Katan Tesama Beis brings Yerushalmi. It happens to be forget. It seems to be forget from Bavli, but Tosfos brings Yerushalmi. It's a story. In Yerushalmi, it says they were davening, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'Chaverav were sitting and learning. It came time for Shmoin Esrei, they were not mafsik. It came time for Kriya Shema, and Yerushalmi says they were not mafsik. Sholus Rav Shimon bar Yochai, ay, it's a mitzvah of Eretz she'efter b'dei acherim, if it didn't Kriya Shema, Amar lehu, hai shinun v'hai shinun, v'lo yidchi shinun b'mnei shinun. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, when I was literally, he says, on this Shagas Aryeh's Chakir, he says, Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And there's no din to be mevatel this Talmud Torah for another Talmud Torah. So if I'm learning, I don't say Shema. Comes out beautiful. That the Rambam won't bring Rav Shimon bar Yochai, because Kriya Shema doesn't suffice to be Yotzei Dafti of Talmud Torah, because you have to be mechaven for Kriya Shema, which is tefillah. But Rav Shimon bar Yochai, l'shitasei, that held Kriya Shema as Talmud Torah, Avada, he can hold that when you say that one pasuk, l'shem the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, ha'gufa is a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Now, let's go through, if we can, three mahalchim. We just laid out four kashas, and before that we laid out four sugyas. So now, the simplest mahalach in understanding the chiyuv Talmud Torah is, it's a machlokes tanon. The Rabbi Yossi says once, and Rabbi Shmuel says all the time. Where do we see that mefurish? In our Tosfos of Samach Dalad Amabez, in Menachos, where Tosfos says, Lamanda Amar, Lamanda Amar. And the truth is, the Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rajba, Rabbi Avram and Ahar, and the Dorim Davches say the same thing. It's a Machlekes Tanon. So let's go through. If it's a Machlekes Tanon, we use the Chidah to answer the first Kasha, that it seems austere. We had the second Kasha, Birchas HaTorah, that the Tosfos. So we really don't have a better answer. Tosfos maybe is only going light Rabbi Shmuel, but light Rabbi Yossi, you would have to say Birchas HaTorah over and over again. Not so geshmak, it's an answer. The third kasha we asked, the Lechem Mishnah's kasha on the Rambam, we don't have an answer for. Why the Rambam paskins Tamid Mamish by Lechem upon him by Talmud Torah once a day? We could say, not like the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam really means all the time. That's a subject unto itself. The fourth kasha we asked, why doesn't bring Reb Shimon by Achai? That we gave an answer to, according to Achrayim of Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. So now, we're left, though, with two issues. That's Menachas and Brachas. Let's go to Nedarim and Peah. In Nedarim, again, many Rishonim say it's a Machlekes. Four Rishonim say, Machlekes, Reb Yosi, and Reb Shmuel. Our sugi that says, Eshvua, I learned Torah, Eschal, and Eshvua, is going to light Reb Yosi. But Reb Shmuel would hold Eshvua is not Chal. The Ritva and the Ranbi argue with this Teretz, and they say, we paskin like Reb Shmuel. We paskin if learn all the time. Doesn't make sense that a Stama de Gemara and the Darim, Nafchas, is going to go like Reb Yosi. So they give other two roots, and one of them we mentioned before, it's a choice of what to learn. The Ritva's second teretz is like this. So at the Ritva, a guy says, I make a shvua tomorrow, I'm going to learn psachim. It's talking about someone who's nidchak leparnasa. A person who's in tchak parnasa, what should he do? He's not mechuyev to learn more. He's got an einus. He's got a heter. So he makes a shvua. What's the problem? And Chidusha Yerubuven in the Dharma is mevur like this. When you say, ein shvua chol al shvua, let's say a guy wants to make a shvua to put on tefillin. But he's in einus. Chveis, he can't afford tefillin, he doesn't have tefillin. Whatever the case is, he's sick. So he'll make a shvua to put on tefillin anyway. That shvua is not chal. It doesn't matter if you or you bepoil mitzvah to actively do it now. A shvua is not chal on top of another chiyuv. Just because you have an einus on the underlying chiyuv, and that chiyuv is latent in a practical sense, it doesn't allow the shvua to be chal. So that the Ritva L'chayr is shver. If you're mechuyev learn all the time, what does the Chag Parnassa have to do? And lastly, in Peah, the Mishnah Rishayna asked us for a kasha. It's on the Rash, on the Bar Tanura. This is not Gishmak. Eiludvarim Shalem Shir. Every single one there is Lamata Ulamayla. And I'll add, I don't think he brings this also, but again, every other one is also optional. In Talmud Torah, you're telling me that Lamata has a Shir. V'gizim Yom V'layla. Lamayla, you can't max it out, but it's also an obligation. Peah, Bikurim, Ryan, these things, you do a drop, you do a lot, either one you want. So Mishnah Rishon holds that this is not a Gishmak of Shan Peah. So let's now come to Mahalach number 2. Mahalach number 2, Reb Baruch Ber has a kasha. Reb Baruch Ber Kedusha has a kasha. The truth is, I understand a little bit the kasha. I don't understand the context in which he asked this kasha, and I'll explain my confusion. Reb Baruch Ber says that it says this Mishnah Peah Talmud Torah has no shear. He says, I don't understand. What is a shear? A shear is when there's a scale. A lulav has to be this long. How long is a shear? Peah has to be this much. How much? A certain shear. Ain't la shear, there is no shear. But he brings like the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Gemara says a Shabbos, horega v'rega zimne. That means, right now I'm a chuyiv to wear tzitzis. Right now I'm a chuyiv to wear tzitzis. Right now I'm a chuyiv to wear tzitzis. Dr. Barber, so too Talmud Torah. I learned Torah right now. I was mekayim a mitzvah's essay, Gemura Deraisa, a full one. Right now, a moment later, I've got to learn Talmud Torah again. He says, what do you mean, ein lo shir? You learned a little bit, you're yoitza. Again, Barber, interestingly, he doesn't want to even deal with the possibility that it's ein lo shir, only lamayla. He assumes the Mishnah means lamata ein lo shir, and I'm not sure, like I said, the context. If it's Reb Yosi, you only have to learn once a day. So I hear the lumdus of the kasha. The kasha is not shayach a shir on something that's moment by moment. It's a nuchiyev. It's not a shir. I was saying this over a bachar tainis. A bachar means like Reb Yosi. It just means it doesn't pass a shir. A bachar fears us and says, Haloi im lamad berega zu, v'loi lamad berega shniya, hari bitul mitzvahs esei berega shniya. He seems to be asking, I would have asked the simplest question is, what do you mean? If this Mishnah says you don't have to learn a lot, just a little, and Menachem says you got to learn a lot, you want to start saying it's different to none, it's fine. But why didn't Reb Baruch Ber ask that question? He went to the next question. Assuming for a moment this Mishnah says learn a little, and our Mishnah in Menachem says you got to learn a lot, at least later Bishmol. So Reb Baruch Ber, what do you mean, ein lo shir? Avadi, you've got to learn more, and it doesn't pass a shir, because the next moment is another mitzvah. It's not a shir, it's a succession of separate mitzvahs. But Reb Baruch Ber says a chiddush to answer this kasha.
That's his kasha, right?
That's his kasha.
That one mitzvah has nothing to do with the next, so it's not a shir.
But my question to you is, does he hold it to Reb Yosi or Reb Shmuel? I mean, I'll give you the answer. He himself says, Haloi, you're mevatel the rest of it. So it's bothering him. You've got to learn a lot. So just answer it. Leave out the lumdus. It doesn't matter to me for a moment what type of a mitzvah it is. Is it a little or a lot? It's a simple steer. You'll tell me we're going to go like Rabbi Yossi, only a drop? So then what's the kashya of no shear? There's a shear. How many times do I have to do that mitzvah? You're right. I understand the lumbus. This mitzvah has no duration. How many times do I have to do it during a day? Just once? Ein la shear, lamata. Is there a shear to how many repetitions I need for this mitzvah? So I'm not klar. But he comes to answer this kasha. And Rabbi Ber, just parenthetically, now I'm watching the clock tick. It's louder in my ear, I think, than it is on the wall. The Chafetz Chaim and Essen, Rabbi Ber is going to answer that's not the Pshat in Talmud Torah. But whatever his answer is, this kasha is going to come back on the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says in Essen that every single moment that person speaks Lashon Hara, he's mevatel a mitzvah esay shlema that's neschadish. For regev Talmud Torah. So again, according to Chafetz Chaim, this question remains. Mahalach number 3 answers it. I don't know if we'll get to it, but let's hear Rabbi Baruch Ber's mahalach.
You have to make a bracha every minute then.
But again, but if you have it in mind, just like sukkah, you can do it. If it's a succession without a hefsek, maybe they'll cover it. But you have a good point. Listen to what he says. This is a murder. He brings a guy in here in Peah Shnayse Liyo on the Mishnah. This is where Rabbi Baruch Ber teaches the grub with added beer. It says b'shach b'chav kumechta. So there's a mitzvah taka in the daytime and a mitzvah at night. And there's absolutely no machlekes tanaim at all. All the tanaim and amram agree that you're mechuyev to learn once a day, once a night. All the discussion is shir. V'gisa b'yoymam v'layla says that once a day and once a night, you have to maximize it. Says the Gra, except for parnasa, which is a mitzvah. So now, all the different shitas are a question of a situation, not people. When the Torah says b'shach b'cha, it is a single mitzvah that has a duration from the moment the night starts till the very end, and that's a shir. Ein la shir. Certain circumstances allow him to get away with one word. Certain, because he has no parnasa. Certain circumstances are mechayvin, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai in the Ma'ara, because he can manage what he has. It's a question of the situation you find yourself in. That's how the guy learns. Rav Baruch Ber learning the Gra. So now, let's go back a moment and answer some of the shilas according to this mahalach. The stira we asked from brachas to menachas, everyone holds you up to learn all the time. Reb Shimon bar Yochai and Reb Shmuel and brachas are talking about what's the shpitz madrega. The head of parnasa, even Reb Shimon bar Yochai will agree with meyikar adin. As I state in Rishonim and brachas. The nidain is, and Nefesh HaChaim speaks it out, for Roiv Kihilas Yisrael, what does Rabbi Shalom want? Ikra Asiyas Ritzayim Shalmakam. Is it Talmud Torah without Parnassa or with Parnassa? So the stira doesn't exist. The second question, Birchas HaTorah. According to the guy, and it's beautiful, although you can't say this answer in Tosfos, because Tosfos says it's a Machlekes, a Menachas Samach Dalet. But the Tosfos on Yud Aleph and Brachas that says, once a day for Talmud Torah, Delei Miayish Inish Daitamine, according to the Gra, is beautiful. It's not totally in Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Shmuel. There is no machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel. It's totally in circumstance. So even a person who has to work part of his day or most of his day, but vibalt the overarching chiyuv, insists that you go back to the Gemara whenever possible. One bracha is enough. Come to the Rambam. The Rambam says by lechem upon him, it's constant. So what did Rabbi Ami mean in Menachas? Vaisdois according to the Gra, he meant like this. He meant. Rabbi Yossi said, the Tamid Balechem upon him is consistent, not constant. Amar Rabbi Ami, if there's such a thing, that Tamid can mean consistent, not constant, now I understand that Talmud Torah has an elastic shear. Now I understand that Vagisa Bayamam Valayla, which has a din Tamid, expands and contracts according to the situation. So the Rambam Balechem upon him, Paskins, Tamid Mamish. The Talmud Torah, the Rambam says, Pam Bayoyim, Pam Balayla, and then he talks about this, Rebbech Be'ez Ryan, not only like Mishnah, person is a Balabas, he learns 9 hours, he works 3 hours, there's a whole cheshbon. So the Rambam is not getting into how much particularly, but he means as much as possible. Question number 4 was why he left out Reb Shimon bar Yochai, that Reb Yochanan brings. Either we could say, like we said before, Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. You could also say, in some, or Mashma like this, Nachrainim, the Rambam is masking you could be like with Krishma. But again, there's a latitude here that Amoritz would easily mistake. You're only like with Krishma if your matzav is machayev you for the essential parnasa to be mevatel. So the Rambam didn't want to be mefarsim this Krishma heter because it needs a good qualified judgment as to when to apply it.
So the Rambam's
The Lechem Mishnah is at Devart. I'm not sure that. I believe the Lechem Mishnah says this. The Dover is at Asal Avrad Amarat. Where did the Mechaber say it? The Mechaber brings you Yetzel Krishma Pamachas Shachadars? Okay. So now, Mahalach number two, coming to Nedarim, according to the Gaon, the Ritva Nedarim is now beautiful. The Ritva says Dchak Parnasa. Zok Rebuven, Dchak Parnasa doesn't allow a Shvur to be Chal Shvur, it says it does. Because according to the Grav, Bedoizik Parnasa is not an Oinus, it's not a Heter for Talmud Torah, it's a latitude that the Shear of the Hilchas Talmud Torah just contracted. If he has a Parnasa problem, it's not Mitzuvim more. So if he makes a Shvur, I'm not going to eat tomorrow, I'm not going to go to Parnasa, I'm going to learn Psachim, Shvur is Chal. That's what the Ritva means by Dchak Parnasa. It means there's an opportunity where there's no Chiev whatsoever, because the scale of his own chiyuv is contracted by dint of his need for parnasa. The last question we asked in the Mishnah Rishayna, the Mishnah Rishayna said, we need lemailo lemata. So he said, according to Baruch Ber and the Gra, it's a bit better. It's maybe not perfect, it's not optional. Each way is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to do as much as possible, lemata and lemailo, depending on the circumstance. According to the third Mahalach, the Mishnah Rishayna would work, because it would be optional. And according to the third Mahalach, we'll have another answer to the other kashas. But the clock ticks. Let's come back for a moment to Menachas. We said, the Yavit says that Rabbi Gamliel, the children by Rabbi Gamliel's household, would not have a Heter Talmud Torah, and he doesn't bring down Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. Let him just say, Rabbi Yossi says once a day, they held like Rabbi Yossi. Torah says, perhaps, they held like the Gra. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel don't disagree, and for those children, they didn't have a Tzarech Parnasa. So be'etzem mitzat talmud Torah they be mechuyif for all the time be asur l'lor chachmas yivanis. Well, that the Yavit says not like our Tosfos. The Tosfos who says there's a machlekes says beforeish that lemando amar once a day those children can learn chachmas yivanis b'mnei atzorach. The Yavits may be held like the Gra. Mamela there is no heter unless you hold like Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni that the whole vayomush and vagisa is not a din bechlal of a chiyuv it's just a bracha. I think I'm going to leave Mahalach number three for the moment. Sure. The Gaon does. You're mechaven to the Gaon. The Gra and Shneitz Eliyahu says that lulei this balance between B'shach B'cha and Vagisa, it would be usher to eat or go to the bathroom or anything. So they ask, do you mean you have to, the Shiva B'shach asked, you have to kill yourself, you'd have to die. The Gaon doesn't mean it's usher. He touched the Gaon means exactly what you just said. Instead of learning it's an oinus to go to the Beis HaKisa, the Gaon means it's all angevikel in the chiyuv. Your chiyuv is to expand as much as possible. The moment you can't do more in your basic needs, you're not a chiyuv of a zayvait. So if you could make a shvuah not to eat and learn, that would also be chal. Let me come to a few words of Divrei Agada so that I don't go over time. The time period we're in is a difficult one, unfortunately, for Klal Yisrael today, as it has been for many doiros. And we all know that the avoda of these days is to improve the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. The question that's often overlooked, we all know that we're in the Achana for Shavuos. The Achana for Shavuos mandates of Vayichan. So there's an obvious connection, the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, when it's done better, is a preparation for Kabbalah Satara. But why, if we could delve in the few moments we have, a little bit of te'ima in the depth of it. What's the connection exactly between being mechabed your chaveroi and Kabbalah Satara? So to answer this, I'd like to say a few words with my own interpretive version from my reshiva Rav Yonason David Shlita. He said over from the Pachad Yisuk Zatzal, it says, V'hafta l'reyacha kamoicha. Another pasuk, leisisnos achicha b'vavecha. Why reacha on the positive and achicha on the negative? So he said like this. If you have a brother is a brother. No one has a more of a brother, or less of a brother. Hashem can't a friend. By contrast, you could have a closer friend, a less close friend. Friend, the whole terminology of friend, is a gradation between to what degree does a friendship exist between you. So to la lacha leisisnos achicha b'vavecha is a lav d'oraisa shave b'chol ish v'ish mi'Yisrael. You're not allowed to have sinah b'vavecha for you. It doesn't matter who he is. But by v'ahavta l'reyacha, it's not true. There's a chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch to be makdim one reyacha over another. It's not totally in whether you like him more, it's totally in whether he's more reyacha. What constitutes reyacha? The word reya means something splintered, like trua, or like a broken piece of pottery, a shard. Every yid is a chelik of Klal Yisrael as a whole. Yisrael v'yraisa chadhu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is manifest by us, and it's manifest by the Torah. And whoever is more of a reyacha, that means he has more Torah in him. If a Talmud Chacham comes and he's a pasul yichas, a mamzer, and he asks for a toiva, and the other person who wants the same toiva is a kain gadol, but he's not maritz, and Shulchan Aruch it says you have to do the toiva for the Talmud Chacham because he's more reyacha, he's a bigger piece, because he embodies more Torah, he's a larger part of the whole of Knesset Yisrael, umemeli is kedim and avas reya. So in Leisisna it's equal, but in Vahafta it's not. So now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the purpose of giving Torah, the Torah's tachlis is not to be in the Aron Kodesh, it's to lie it in Talmidei Chachamim, that there's a human being that personifies and embodies the Torah. Let's look for a moment at the words of the Gra in the beginning of Mishpatim. The Goyen says like this, Roiv Mishpatei HaTorah Halacha Ikaras Pra. In Parashas Mishpatim, the Goyen says, Roiv of them, the Torah Shel Ba'al Peh tells us not to do what the Chumash says. It says, Ayin tachas ayin, Chazal say mamon. V'rotza adoyna v'saznoi b'metzeya b'delas or b'mezuzah. Chazal say, no, it's not b'delas or b'mezuzah. It's b'mezuzah, it's b'yoyim v'gedelas. Kahina v'kahina. The Goyen says, Roiv Mishpatim are that way. Aye, you'll ask, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bother with the Chumash? If we're going to change everything. But the answer lies in the Rambam's words. The Rambam says like this, Achoyvul b'chaveri, hamachaser l'chaveri ever, hayetzorach sheyechasrei oisei ever, I'm paraphrasing, elo l'kiblu chazal, that what? Sheyitin pidyoin ha'ever ahu b'mamon. Meaning, the Torah didn't just say, disregard ayin tachas ayin, pay. The Torah said, it is ayin tachas ayin, but in what way does he pay up his eye? He gives a pinion of paying his eye through his mammon. So there is now a shidduch, a zivug between Torah Shebek Sav and the Torah Shebek Peh that interprets it. The Goyen brings a pasuk in Eiv, Mishapach Kechoymer Chosom. Let's say I'm imprinting my signet ring in wax, and I'm going to stamp an envelope. The signet ring is written backwards, right? It's Mishapach Kechoymer Chosom. The Chumash is written like the word ambulance in the rearview mirror. You look in the mirror, you hear a siren, it says, hey, how does it say ambulance? Because they wrote it backwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inverted the Chumash in order to give us the ability to come and internalize Torah and embody Torah and reflect back to Him our Hasagas HaTorah. He inverted it. Zok de Gra, that's the pshat in the Gemara, Hani Tipshoi. Da Amdi Mikama Sefer Torah, Vle Amdi Mikama Gavra Rabba. How foolish people are. Sefer Torah comes in, they stand up, they show respect. A Talmud Chacham comes in, they don't show respect. So if they're going, what's the foolishness? If the Tachlis Hayetzira is to take an embodiment of Kutcher Brichu and put it into Eiraisa, but its goal is to reach Yisrael, to transform a Basar Vadam into a Gavir Rabba, Talmud Chacham, then the Sefer Torah and the Aron is only halfway there. The real Torah is in the Mensch. So Mimele, it's a foolishness to be Mechabed one at the expense and negate the other. The Rishiva asked, the Ger came to Hill. He said, teach me al regal, what does it mean al regal achas? There's a smart aleck while I'm standing on one foot. And what did Hill say? V'ahavta l'reyacha. Rashi, all the Rishiva, reyacha, it's got to be at least half the Torah. Ben Adam l'chaveri is there. But where's the whole Ben Adam l'makam? And Rashi says, Reyacha v'reya v'chal tazev. Reyacha also refers to Hashem. It's a remez to Hashem. But still, what did Hill tell the man? Hill told him, go learn Rashi. I really mean Hashem. It sounds like Hill told him about Ben Adam L'chaveri. Where's the Ben Adam L'makam? And lastly, the Mishnah we just said, Eilu Dvarim, Shadam Oichel Perseim Ba'olam Hazeh. It says, Talmud Torah K'neged Kulam, Zok the Rash. Why did these things, of all the mitzvahs, these things you get double schar, Olam Elyon and Olam Hazeh. Zok the Rash Mishnah. So the Rash also says it. It's Mida K'neged Mida. Whenever you do something, Ben Adam L'makam, Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al Malekah. So where do you get paid? In Adam Ma'emes. But since you also did Ben Adam L'Chavera, every Ben Adam L'Chavera, of course, is a Ben Adam L'Machem. It's God who wants you to do that, right? So you're going to get Tzchar in Adam Abba. But you also did a Karis Ruach. Your Chaver has a Na here, so Mida Kenegi Mida, you get Paris here. Dr. Bochanan and others, so what's Talmud Torah Kenegi Kulam? You tend to think he's sitting and learning on a desert island for 50 years, he knows Kol Torah Kulam, where's the Chavera? But the Shiva's knowledge was, you couldn't have a bigger mistake than that. Because if the point and essence of the Limaditim Oysam Es Benechem is to create a Talmud Chacham that embodies the Torah, that means that in your Chavera lies the whole Torah, the potential for that person to accumulate and embody Kol HaTorah Kulo. So when it starts in the Luchos Anochi, it ends in the Reyacha. All of the Tzelem Alekim, all of the Elokus and the Ruchnius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring out in the Torah, he set it up that it fits into your Chaver. So when a person is Mechaber Chaveri, the Gera said, I understand the whole world, like the body is built on two legs. It needs two foundations. Build it up for me onto one. Put it into a pedestal for me. So Hill said, here's a pedestal. If you're Mechaber, you're Chaver because you recognize it's Tzalam Alekim, V'haftu L'Riacha Kamaicha, Ani Hashem. The Gemara Dash says, if he's an Apikarius, there's no din. It's only because of Ani Hashem. So Memela, Hill told him L'Riacha, and Talmud Torah is Kenegi Kulam. What does your friend do for you? He can save your life. He can lend you money. He can do a favor for your children. But the greatest possible chesed is becoming your friend. When he learns Torah, Ervert Mer Riacha. Who's going to be the Gedolim and the Manhigim and the Poiskim and the Melamdim? The Gresh the Toiva comes from the person who's more the friend. It's Talmud Torah Kenegi Kulam. I close on this point. We're discussing this inyanim of Asogas HaTorah at a time when soon we'll have that moment where the Kepeda that existed Lo'elenu because of Kavod Zeh L'Zeh, they were Yotzei from that Chayim Pratiyim. And there was a Hefzik Amisa. There was a Yisofas Chaim Malama Gimel Ba'imer. So I share with you for a moment a Marganisa that the Rishiva said in the name of the Pachizik Zatzal. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchis Tumas Meis. That a guy is not Matama Ba'oil. Why? Machlekes. Rav Shimon V'Chachamim. Says Zoyis HaTorah Adam Ki Yomas Ba'oil. Adam Atem. Ve'inu Musu Oilam Kriyam Adam. Atem Kriyam Adam. So after Kesem Misha, I don't understand. The Chachamim hold the guy is Matama Ba'oil. And Yochid V'Rabim Malacha Karabim. Why would the Rambam pick Rav Shimon? So after Kesem Misha, two tirutzim. One of them is that we found Eliyahu HaNavi holds like Rav Shimon. Mela the Rambam Paskins as a. In fact, the Pachitzik of all the halachas in the Torah, why should this one evolve because of Eliyahu HaNavi? But the MS is that Eliyahu HaNavi's role is to be Mechai the Mesim. And Tchias HaMesim is a Havchana. Only the Atem Kriyam Adam will be revived. The imposter of the Tzuras Adam, the one who is not Kriyam Adam, will have no Tchia. So if Eliyahu HaNavi's role is to come from here of Yemenu and Mitzvah Shabbos, we go to the Indian of the Ramah to mention Eliyahu, if the role of Eliyahu is to be Mavchin, Bein Adam, L'misha Einay Adam, through him comes the Psak Halacha that Adam Atem, only a Yid is Matama Ba'oil, not a guy. Tumas where there's a vacuum from Kusha that was there. The Shiva feared ice was a Mitzvah Shabbos actually when he said this, that Dafka Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who was Makabel, the Tal Torah, the Pnimius HaTorah, with which Eliyahu's Mechaya the Mason, he was Makabel, that Chalik of Torah from Eliyahu himself, Dafka Reb Shimon is the Shliach to give us this halacha of Atem Kriyam Adam. My bracha, I appreciate very much that I was allowed to come and share these divrei Torah with you. And I end with a bracha that we should be zoicha, all of us, to enhancing our Talmud Torah, to creating within ourselves an Indian, like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, we should be masig kol haTorah kula. Of course, not every single person can do the same thing. But like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai himself says in Medrash, one person's on the boat, he starts digging under his chair, and they say, what are you bothering me? It's my chair. We're all rabbis in the same boat. And says, Amen, we should be zeichet to this, I suffer schias of Pascha the Misa, to be chai, a chayim nitzchim of Torah, olam v'ayim.
Amen.